Support for NPR comes from Cargill. Collaborate, create, succeed. This is how Cargill works with customers. Stories online at cargillcreates.com.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. The United Auto Workers and Normal have a new four-year contract with Mitsubishi Motors North America. The deal was ratified yesterday. It calls for more than 1,200 workers at the Normal plant to take pay cuts in exchange for job security. Mitsubishi agrees to no involuntary layoffs and guarantees the plant will stay open for the duration of the contract. A Champaign County judge says an Urbana hospital owes more than $6 million in property taxes. It's the latest development in a five-year battle over Provena Covenant Medical Center's tax exempt status. Judge Michael Jones has denied a motion from the Urbana hospital to reconsider an earlier ruling by an appellate court that found Provena doesn't provide enough charity care to be tax exempt. New research shows that people in uncertain times tend to find patterns in events even when there aren't any. That's the conclusion of a study out today from the Northwestern University. Professor Gabriel Spitzer has more.
The study in the journal Science is all about how people respond to unpredictability, and it happens to come out during a week when the economy is going haywire. The timing is just a coincidence, but Adam Galinsky says he'd understand if people were suspicious.
When people are uncertain, when they lack control in the world, they resort to seeing patterns in the world.
Galinsky teaches at the Kellogg School at Northwestern. He designed an experiment to make subjects feel less in control, then he tested how they perceive patterns.
People were more likely to see conspiracies, they were more likely to form superstitions, they were more likely to see images in static that didn't actually exist.
He says imposing patterns, stories, and meaning onto a chaotic world is a way of feeling more in control. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Although last night's final playoff game between the Chicago Cubs and Los Angeles Dodgers brought thousands of Chicagoans out to the taverns and streets of the North City's streets, it seems the Cubs' elimination didn't bring the sort of problems a victory might have. Officer David Banks of the Chicago Police Department News Affair Office says this morning there were no arrests associated with the game. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 3-1 yesterday. I'm Michael Kuliska and this is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The reality of the financial crisis in the United States hit Europe this past week after five banks narrowly avoided collapse. Yesterday in Paris, French President Nicolas Sarkozy called an urgent meeting of the continent's four largest economic powers to try to come up with a plan to protect Europe's financial institutions and reassure its citizens. Eleanor Beardsley has this report.
In a gesture of unity, the leaders of Britain, France, Italy, and Germany posed in front of clicking photographers before heading into talks at the mini-financial summit held last night at the Élysée Presidential Palace. But this past week, as Britain, then France and Belgium, then the Netherlands bailed out or nationalized banks, there seemed little agreement on how to handle the growing crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel immediately nixed France's idea of creating a European bailout fund, saying Germany would write no blank checks. And a chorus of opposition greeted Ireland's unilateral decision to guarantee its banks' deposits and debts. That discord, at least officially, subsided last night when the continent's leaders presented a unified plan to deal with the crisis. President Sarkozy said it was based on European values.
Nous voulons poser les bases.
We want to lay the groundwork for a capitalism of the entrepreneur and not the speculator. We want transparency and a moral capitalism with the creation of value. We want people to have confidence, and we want to create a new world on the ashes of this crisis.
While there will be no rescue fund, the leaders pledge to continue bailing out their nation's banks in tight coordination with fellow EU members. They also called for an end to golden parachutes and for sanctions on executives of failing banks. And in the words of the French Prime Minister, with the world teetering on the edge of the abyss, the Big Four called for an international conference to be held as soon as possible that would bring sweeping reforms of the global finance system. Their words were meant to restore consumer confidence, but it wasn't clear that would work. Not far from the summit, Parisian Jean Perrier was standing in line to buy a baguette at the bakery. Perrier says he fears European leaders can do little to ward off an inevitable recession.